Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This update with Marissa Farabee, who placed sixth in the 3,000 meters. Marissa, I know you came into the season wanting to be a champion. A little bit of disappointment today, but obviously for those who don't know, you've been battling an off-season injury. What does it mean just to be back out here at the Blue Oval again with the bigger crowd this time and have a chance to be out here and get a top eight finish?
Yeah, I mean, I had the date written on my arm, 120-25 the day. I was told I had to stop running for six to eight weeks, and at that time, it was the end of the world. And, you know, looking back now, 3 months removed, I couldn't be happier to be here. This Drake became the goal, and not even placing at Drake, whatever, just being able to make it to Drake was the goal. So I made that, I made it here. It wasn't the performance I wanted, wasn't the time that I would have shot for, but the fact to be able to run 7.5 laps, you know, pain-free, has to mean something at the end of the day, and I'm not done. I still have 2 months left in my season for bigger and better things, and it'll come a time, but that time just wasn't today.
Well, and it comes at a time which I think may help you, is that your team has been phenomenal to start the season. So many girls that are up here this weekend and have a chance at white flags. I know for you, yourself, a little bit bittersweet, but how exciting is it that so many of your teammates are up here with you this weekend?
Yeah, it's pretty cool today. Usually I'm the only one that comes up here, but we actually had a thrower come up earlier day to throw, so that's pretty exciting. And then, you know, a ton of our sprints qualified, and that's really exciting because Drake qualifying is something I kind of take for granted now at this point, but just seeing their excitement when they hit it kind of shifted all back into perspective, and I'm super excited to cheer them on the rest of the week.
Well, and that gets to the bigger team goals in the sense of, I know your goals obviously take you into the summer, but this team obviously is really a contender going into next May. We're 4 weeks away from the state meet. You have the rest of this weekend left. What's the mentality to take advantage of the rest of this weekend and get the rest of your team ready for this home stretch?
Yeah, I'm not sure the 1500 holds for me this weekend, but first knew my best shot. I didn't know what to hold for Jim Duncan, and I ended up working out pretty okay. So I'm going to give it my best shot and then dial in for state coming up in about 4 weeks. And then, yeah, I'm super excited to be there with my team. I think we have a great shot of doing something special and just being a, you know, leader on the way of the distance girls, hoping to bring more of them with the state this year. So, yeah.
Well, and then you mentioned the word pain-free, and I think that's been the key for you, right? You hadn't really been able to work out until late March, and now here you are at the Drake Relays. I know you didn't get your goal, but how exciting is it to know that your best running is still ahead of you over the next couple months?
Yeah, it's definitely been hard knowing where I ended, you know, cross at, and where I'm starting track at, and it's not anywhere near where I want it to be, but, you know, I just remind myself that that old me is still in there somewhere, and I'm a new version of me, so I'm just trying to find the best new version of me that can do bigger and better things.
Marissa Farabee, sixth place today at the Drake Relays. Marissa, congratulations, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Andrew.